This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities say a bombing attack that targeted Afghanistan's acting defense minister has killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The deputy minister was not hurt in the attack, claimed Wednesday by Taliban insurgents. The blast went off late Tuesday in a heavily guarded upscale neighborhood of the capital of Kabul. It was followed by a gun battle that also left 4 militants dead, authorities said. It came as the insurgent group presses ahead with an offensive that is putting pressure on provincial capitals in the south and west. 2 rockets launched from Lebanon Wednesday struck Israel, which responded with several rounds of artillery fire amid heightened regional tensions over an alleged Iranian attack on an oil tanker in the Gulf last week. Israel's National Ambulance Service said there were no casualties on the Israeli side of the hilly frontier, where the rockets ignited a brush fire. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the rocket strike, launched from an area of South Lebanon under the sway of Iranian-backed Hezbollah guerrillas. In a statement, Israel's military said 3 rockets were launched from Lebanon, with one falling short of the Israeli border and the others striking inside Israel. A Munich Express train ran through a stop signal and collided with a local commuter service in the Czech Republic Wednesday, leaving 3 people dead, including both train drivers, authorities said. 8 passengers were seriously injured, and several were taken by helicopter to the hospital from the crash site near a western Czech village, according to the regional rescue service. 10 German passengers with lighter injuries were taken by ambulance to hospitals in Germany, a Czech medical service coordinator said. About 50 passengers in all suffered minor injuries, not requiring immediate treatment. This is VOA News. China Wednesday tightened overseas travel restrictions for its citizens as part of efforts to contain rising coronavirus cases after reporting its highest number of infections in months. The movement of people is coming under more restrictions inside China, with localized transport closures and stay-at-home orders in places in some cities and beyond China's borders. China had previously boasted of its success in crushing COVID-19 with hard lockdowns in the early stages, mixed with tight controls of its borders. But mass testing campaigns have uncovered Delta variant infections across the country. Local governments have tested entire cities and locked down millions, with the official figures on Wednesday revealing the most infections since January, but still a low caseload despite the outbreak spreading to dozens of cities. Several thousand protesters marched in Ghana's capital, Accra, Wednesday, in the latest rally against President Nana Akufo-Addo's government under the slogan, hashtag fix the country. Dressed in red and black and chanting patriotic songs, protesters waved placards declaring, corruption breeds poverty and fix our education system now, and they marched in the city center. Wednesday's rally was the most recent anti-government protest since March, when a top court dismissed the main opposition party's challenge to Akufo-Addo's re-election late last year. Ethiopia Wednesday defended its decision to suspend 2 humanitarian groups active in its war-hit Tigray region, accusing them of disseminating misinformation online. The 3-month suspension of the Dutch section of Doctors Without Borders, known by its French acronym MSF, and the Norwegian Refugee Council, NRC, represents the latest blow to the troubled humanitarian response in Tigray, where the UN says hundreds of thousands are suffering from famine. Southeast Asian foreign ministers have picked Brunei's second foreign minister as their special envoy to Myanmar in a breakthrough after months of delay for regional mediation to help end the country's deepening crisis. In a joint statement after their annual meeting, foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asians said Erwan Yusuf will begin his work in Myanmar to build trust and confidence with full access to all parties concerned. Pope Francis said Wednesday he has a great desire to visit Lebanon. The 84-year-old Pope was speaking on the anniversary of a fatal blast in Beirut at his first general audience since he underwent intestinal surgery a month ago. The Pope also wished success for French President Emmanuel Macron's efforts to raise more funds.